So speaking of which, so we'll pick up with where we left off. So we were discussing the topic of Harsha. I indicated that Harsha is a very charged topic, and a very interesting one, and that on the one hand is an extremely practical aspect or dimension to this problem, and that's one of the reasons that it certainly attracted so much attention. And so much triggered so much heated debate and passion, which it did. You have to understand that this was, a very, very significant problem, you know, as the Jewish community spread out more, and you can no longer count on people, you know, to be all to reside in the same location. So the ability to, especially to collect debts, cross long distances, you know, that became, a very challenging, issue for the halacha. So harsha, which is the ability, we'll discuss again the details in just a moment, we'll go back to it, harsha, which is the capacity to authorize the collection money that is owed, to a particular party, if that could be applied not only to pikadon, to collecting, an object which was given as a pikadon, or, some other obligation, which focused on a be'en, but if it could also be applied to collecting debts, so that would be an important avenue, relieve, a very significant halachic problem. And you can actually, you can see that in some of the discussions. Bali Tosis, not so much here, but in Bava Kamma, they zero in right away on the problem of, so what does this mean for Milva? It's not just a hypothetical, nafkamina, it's also that, but it isn't only that. And the Gaonim made a takana, actually. The Rambam quotes us in Perek Gimel, you have Hilchos Shluchim? Kenyan? It would be inexcusable for you to...
But you have a Rambam here.
I understand, but I just want to make the comment. If you brought a volume of the Encyclopedia Talmudis on Harsha, then it's not at all conceivable that you didn't bring the Rambam on Harsha, right? I mean, what does that say? I don't even know where to begin. Is there a Rambam in the back there? Sefer Kinyan, right? So, I mean, you're saying, I'm covered with Harsha with the encyclopedia. What do you have there? Hafla and Mishpatim?
Shoftim.
Oh, Shoftim. Okay, that's good too. Eidos, in other words. Yeah, you were thinking. Shvuas, Ha'edos, Harsha. I got it. I was trying to figure everybody else out.
What do I need for next year?
Oh, thank you. What's that?
What do I need for next year?
Nezikin, I guess. Right? Niske Mamon, Chovel. So the Rambam in Perek Gimel Hilchos Shulchan Deshutvin. It's always good when it's really there. We'll find out in a minute. In Perek Gimel, discusses the problem of harsha. Misha hoysel perigim halach aleph. Misha hoysel karka tachas yad echad. Right, if a person has karka, right? Osha hoylo metaltel in pikodon, right? An object, be'en. In other words, not a debt, not some abstraction, but a real object that the person is watching. These are all both kinyanable things. You can be makne, you can give it a matana. Both Bikadon and Karka. V'rotza laso shliach ladun imzeo lahotzi ha-karka or Bikadon mitachas yado, and he wants to appoint somebody, right, because he can't do it himself, he doesn't want to do it himself, again, especially when there's travel, he can't do it himself, to represent him, to extract this Karka or Bikadon from the person who's holding on to it. Hariza kosev lo harsha v'tzorich liknos miyado Shehir Show. There has to be a Kinyan. We'll get to this and back to this in a minute. And there has to be a proper text. There's a contract language for Harsha. V'omar lo lech donu zechei, right, v'hotzi la'atzmech, u'kiyotze binanimei, that's a Gemara Bava Kamma that we've seen, we'll just run over it quickly in a minute. V'im lo kasav kein eina yachal adunimo, she'omar lo eina ta baldini. That's a Gemara Bava Kamma, meaning the guy can say to him, la baldram didi, I don't want to deal with you, I don't want to deal with underlings, I don't want to deal with appendages, you know, and any other nasty, way of demeaning his role, you know, that he could come up with. But apparently can't say that to the Mursha. Right, and that's the advantage. Afa pishakasav lokein, enu ela shliach, v'komashi zakare shal mishalko, cho, even though he writes it this way, meaning zil don zechil nafsheich, go pick, take it for yourself, which is what the guy is waving and brandishing in front of the other fellow when he says, I'm the baldavar. You know, or at least you can't dismiss me by saying lav baldvarim didia. Nonetheless, says the Rambam, I mean, we'll see where he gets this from in a minute. He's still only a shliach. He can't keep it himself. He has to turn it over to the mishalach. We'll see. On the other side of it, if there are any expenses, right, associated with the mission of the Mursha, then it's understandable. The Marsha, right, the real Baldavar who appointed him, has to cover all the expenses. Shekein kosim barsha, kol shetotzi bedinzeh alai l'shalmo. Okay. Anyways, this is the Rambam quoting the Gemara Bava Kamma, basically, except in taking a strong view on one of the issues. Hiknezeh ha-Mursha shlisha revia. Right, Nashi Yeshla Biad Chavera Hareza Dan Alakol. On the other hand, if he makes him like a junior partner, right, he says, you collect on my behalf, and you can keep, 30%, or a quarter, or 50%, whatever it is. So then he doesn't even need the language of Zil's Don Apik the Nafshech. He makes him essentially a Baldavar on the whole, even though he's giving only one part. This is again one of those interesting issues. How does the halacha look at partnership? Right? Does it look at it really as, in the narrowest way, as giving somebody 20%, 30%, and that's it? He has the whole 30%, or does he have 20% of the whole? Right. So obviously this halacha, which appears in the Gemara Bava Kamma, which the Rambam is codifying, right, also points in the direction of shutfus being about the whole. Hol v'don al chelko. Right, somehow that authorizes him, it gives him standing regarding the totality of it. Okay. So anyways, this is the basic idea. Then, but if you notice carefully, the Rambam has been speaking about Pikadon, and he's been speaking about Karka. This is like the big issue. So then he says, number one, then he says, Halacha Babi has Hatobea Chaver Bedin Bimetalfalin, O Bemos Shehifkid Etzlo, right? Same kind of regular din. The Kofar Bo, if the other guy denies that he owes him at all, right? That's the case of the Gemara. That's Nahardoi Lishna Basra. Review it in a minute. Eina yachal lichtof harsha alav, then he can't produce a harsha contract. Shenim tzazek kemishakir. That's a sort of mexi kashikra. Right? It looks as if it's a lie. Shehu omer hirshisicha litol mashiyeshli biad ploni. Because the text of the contract says, I've authorized him to collect what is mine. Ukvar omer ploni shein lo etzal klum. And the other guy's saying, I don't know him a thing. So it sounds like the court is siding with one side over the other. V'chei mishin is chayv chaver shvua, en yachal laharsha salva, achal lahashpio, can't be marsha someone to demand a shvua on his behalf. She'en sham davar sheiknelo, en ala marsha al tviyas dvarim, en ala dvarim niknim, el al tviyas mamon. You can only be marsha on something that is subject to kinyanim. And therefore, milva is going to be a problem. So the Rambam says explicitly, Misha Yilamos is halacha zayin, Misha Yilamos pikadon biyad acher, v'ratzo laharsha shliach lavi, and ena kinim yadam mo'al vazeh, shein ma'pi ha'nikna b'chalipin, you can't use chalipin to trigger a harsha, because ein madbeya nikna b'chalipin, elaketzad osen, osen karka kolshu, makin lamos, etc. Then he says, this is a key line, hoysa lo milva b'yan acher, if he has a debt that is owed him by someone else, meaning the malva wants to collect the debt, the lova, you know, is giving him a hard time, eino, but he's not denying that he owes him, eino yachal lichtov harsha alel, he cannot write a harsha on it. V'afilo ha'yichol b'shtar, even if there's a contract on the debt. Mipnei shemilva lo tzanitna, because milva is not concrete, it's not a be'en, right? It's a obligation, right? Ve'ena da makne l'chabera davar shena balo olam, it's not subject to a kinyan. Ve'ena chadavar shikna adam b'chov, ela oba maimed shloshtan, v'hu davar shena lo tam, so the Ram basically slams the door on using Harsha for purposes of debt collection, right? Which is enormously consequential. But then he adds, and that the reason, you know, Aval Gaonim Tiknu, the Gaonim made a special takana, and we have the evidence of this. Shekosin harsha af ala milva, kedei shelo yita kol echad mamun chaveiro v'yelech lo l'medina acheres. Right? In order that people shouldn't, evade their obligations to return money that they owe, the Gaonim made a takana, right, that harsha will work in milva. Even though minat Torah, Medina the Talmud, in other words, it doesn't work. The O Tiknu Shem Rasholi Talmos, Sheshul Biad Chavero, the Tvo Mimeno Havav, Loisa Karka, Lamakne, the Dalad Amos Shebe Eretz Yisrael can be used. It's like a fictitious, everybody has Dalad Amos Be Eretz Yisrael. That's a fascinating topic. It's a, what does this mean? It also goes back to the Gaonim, and some people took it literally, some people didn't. Some people thought that Dalad Amos were in Yerushalayim. Right? Anyways, that's a very interesting topic. We should do that one time. Maybe on one of the Zionistic holidays. but it's good to talk about it any time. It's a fascinating thing. Is that Drabanan? Is that a Takana? What is that? That everybody has Dalad Amos Be'eretz Yisrael. Okay. So you get the idea. Not everybody was very happy with this. Yeah.
Is this kind of Shalotin Ol Dela, something like Logan?
Yeah.
Shalotin Ol Dela?
Yeah. What about it? It is. That's what he quotes. I mean,
He's saying something different.
Oh, yeah. No, he's really. Mamon is almost a verbatim quote. This is not a topic now. Of the statement of Shmuel in Ksuvis, Daf Pei Chesam and Aleph, which, you know, is then followed by Kedesha Lotin Odelis Bifnei Lov. You know, basically the Gemara, there's the Mishnah and the Gemara discuss the problem about Priyas Balchov Shalo Bifanav. And they say, you can do that, Kedei, you know, that people shouldn't run away, Shalo Yelech Kol Echad, you know, and to evade his debts, and that'll result in Tin Odelis Bifnei Lov. So this is actually, without saying those extra words, that's exactly what it is. But this is a chiddush of the Gaonim, because the Gaonim felt Harsha wouldn't work, and they needed something to work, because the economy, you know, would have been savaged if people couldn't collect their debts, long distance, in an era when, you know, people were not all living in close proximity, and they weren't necessarily economically, being sustained by agriculture. You know, which keeps people in their homes. You know, once people are traveling around, and, you know, if they're more widespread, A, and they're traveling around, B, you know, this becomes a very pressured area. So the question of Harsha and its application, especially to Milva, so it's not surprising that if you look at Tosa and Bava Kama, that Tosa says right away that the two deis of Nehardai, you know, again, we'll review them in just a second, but I assume everybody remembers them. The two days of Nehardai, the Nafkamina, is going to be with regard to a milva. But, says Tosas, don't worry about it. We paskin like the second day, you know, the Nehardai, that the only problem is Mechzik Shikra, and therefore you can be Gove Minat, you know, Minat Torah. You can be Gove Harsha, you can Gove Milva Ayidei harsha. But the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam will also tell you, but there's a takana sagonim, so lemaisa, you can do it. We'll see in a minute, just to review, since what we were seeing at the end of last week's shir, that the Rajba didn't accept this takana sagonim, and he read the Gemara not like the Bali Tosis at all, almost opposite of the way Bali Tosis read it. I'll explain in a minute. And, well, not opposite, certainly very different than the way Bali Tosis read it. And he was of the opinion, he quotes the Rambam, but he doesn't quote the Gaonim part, that you cannot write a Harsha on a Milva. And the Rajba speaks about it again, at length in Bava Kama, at length in Shavuos, a little less length in Bava Basra, at length in the Tshuva. I mentioned last week he quotes the Tshuva in the Chidushim. He's very consistent in how he understands the whole topic. It's a fascinating thing because he really is, it's a great example of Yikov HaDin HaSahar. Meaning, the Rajba just felt that this was wrong and it doesn't work and you can't do it. And he stood up to everybody. The prevailing view of all the Rishonim was it somehow, either Takanas HaGaonim or this Pshat in the Sugya, or that, we'll see in a moment, that Pshat in the Sugya, that somehow you can collect a chov through Harsha. And the Rajba felt that the Sugya, you know, implied that you couldn't, even though he's a very mechudash way of reading the Sugya, as we'll see again in a minute, and therefore that it was wrong, and therefore you can't do it. And that was the end of it. That's how he paskened. Not so many people paskened like the Rajba. I mean, the Ritva went back to seeing, you know, Takana or other things, but the Rajba, you know, was a great. In the end of the day, he weighed the evidence. He thought it was wrong, and he was adamant. Yeah.
So did he think there was no takanas gonim, or did he reject the takanas?
I think he rejected the takanas gonim. He quotes it and he rejects it in the Tshuva. What's also fascinating. So that's one aspect of this whole topic. Why there's so much written about it. As I mentioned, there's a kuntras of the Raiva that's pages and pages and pages. And there's a very long Ramban al-Muhammad, and very long Rajbas, and so on. And because it's just a very, very important topic.
Does the Rajba have an alternative way of dealing with debt collection?
Maybe indirectly, but he definitely doesn't connect the two issues anyway. So, yeah, that's a topic for another time. But he might have. But definitely not in a way to say that he's...
He didn't ignore them,
but he... Right. So there are other things. I didn't say this is the exclusive way of accomplishing it, right? But there are other mechanisms. But, yeah. But he definitely doesn't tie one to the other. Although, you know, it might have been a bit of a pressure valve, I guess, issue. So that's one issue. But even aside from all this, the length of these discussions and the passion behind them and the, you know, the effort to like really pin down, you know, what Harsha is all about would have taken place, or on another level is equally important conceptually, because what we're dealing here with is really the range between, as I mentioned last time, shlichus and kinyan. I mean, what we're really testing in Harsha is whether there are limits to shlucho shlodim kemoso, where maybe there are certain halachos where a personal, you know, involvement, you know, is required that cannot be captured by shlichus, even though both the statement and the scope of the din of shlucho shlodim kemoso is very, very comprehensive. You can do a lot of things through shlichus. The fact that you can't accomplish la bal dvarim didiat, right, or shvuas edus mipia toveya, right, is not obvious at all. So on the one hand, that is a fascinating. This becomes a very important discussion about the limitations of the whole institution of shlichus on one side, and on the other side, the question of you know, what constitutes hakna'a, or a hybrid between representation and hakna'a. So the whole question of, you know, again, the Rambam, right, deals with this topic, Harsha, in Paragimel HaKashulchem B'Shutfen. Okay? So it's fascinating. It's Hilchos Shluchim v'Shutfin, right? So Perek Aleph and Perek Beis are Hilchos Shluchim. Perek Gimel is Harsha, right? And already Perek Dalid is Kishi Yirtzu HaShutfin L'Hishtatev. So once again, the Rambam, you know, nailed it on the head, right? Harsha is placed right between Shluchim and Shutfin. Right? There's a day in the Gemara that says Shliach Shavya in Bava Kamma, which the Rambam seems to paskin like. That's what he said before. You know, even with all the Don Zechiv Yapik L'Nafshech, even with all that language, in the end of the day, you should know it's a Shlichos Din. Okay? But obviously, Shlichos Din, that doesn't apply to a regular Shliach, right? And then there's a day in the Gemara that says Shutav Shavya, and the Rambam paskins that if you do make him a junior Shutav, you know, then that also works like a harsha, and then the next parak is the transition into shutfin. So even for the Rambam, right, it's, you know, kind of in between shluchin and shutfin. And for other Rishonim, as I say, it tests the boundaries of shlichos on one side and of haknoa on the other, for all the Rishonim. So that's why I'm saying this topic happens to be very, very pragmatically important and therefore charged, but equally or more so even conceptually charged. And it's a great window into halakha where when you have those two things coming together, you get a lot of very exciting, creative formulations. Because a lot at stake on all sides. And the practical part, you know, pushes you further to at least examine. That's why the Rajba is so important too, because in the end of the day, he examined it. He found it, you know, still to be lacking. And he just, sorry about that, said, Yikov Adina Sahar, you know, meaning it doesn't work, it doesn't work. You know, we would all like it to work, and if it doesn't work, the integrity of the halacha. The other Rishonim also believed in the integrity of halacha, and there are many cases where they walked away from things. But they certainly examined it more because of its, what I like to say is, the pragmatic part added, was a motivation for, you know, for spotlighting the issue even more and definitely, you know, re-examining it, reassessing it, and so on. And, you know, it pushed them to be very creative, you know, and expansive in their analysis. So it's also, in addition to being an interesting practical question with some very important bigger issues in the backdrop of that, a fascinating conceptual question, you know, about, you know, Shlichus and Haknah and the line and, you know, hybrids. We'll see in a moment, just very briefly, because we don't have so much time. In addition to that, it's also about the interface of these two things and how, again, most people don't really understand that relationship. You know, there are people who will tell you that there's no relationship. And obviously, anybody who's involved in practical halacha knows that when there are stakes involved, you have to, you know, you have to understand what the implications are, and you have to look and understand what you have to assess accurately what role that should play in your analysis. And anybody who has integrity, you know, also knows that just because something is inviting and pragmatically compelling, you know, if you're really a sincere and authentic, you know, expositor of the system, which is another way of saying, if you have your Hashemayim and you, then you have to be able to walk away from things as inviting as they are and say, Yikov Adin Sahar, like Moshe Rabbeinu. You know, meaning if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. So, right. So that, you know, kind of dynamic is very much on display in this topic. Okay. Anyways,
you
so.
Know, I was just thinking as he was expounding on this. Between Binon Lomokom and Binon Machabe, when it takes part of both of them.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, there are a lot of things like that. Okay. So again, the background of all of this that we've done, and then just to review for a minute or two what we did last week, and then we'll finish up the range and maybe start with something else, is that, again, the Gemara here on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis explained that this we read last week, right? Tamadish Ploni, Kohen Dish Ploni Levi, Hamano Ploni, Biad Ploni, Chayavin, Aktani Seifa, Chishu, and Piat Toveya. The Gemara basically tried to make a diuk from the Mishnah. It sounds in the Mishnah Like there can be circumstances where a third party will be able to impose a shvua on Edim, on behalf of third party, on behalf of others. In other words, where Reuven can say to Levi and Yehuda, you know, I need you to, or I demand that you come to court and testify on behalf of my friend, or my enemy, or my neighbor, or whatever it is, or my cousin, you know, Shimon. Right? So the Gemara says that's not true. I mean, it shouldn't be true, because it says, right, you know, Nefesh Kisecht of Shama Kol Ola, right, who ate a raw yada im lo yagid v'nasav. Oh no, and the lo is lamed vav aleph, so it's im lo yagid. If you don't, you know, testify to him, for him, and then that's what the Mishnah says on Lamed Hey Amad Aleph that they're quoting, that, you know, ad sheyishba mipi, ad mipi atoveya, meaning the, you know, some other person can't make that demand. The demand has to come from the Baldavar himself. So how could that be? So that's what the Gemara says, that Amar Shmuel beBaba Harsha. That we're talking about a case of Harsha. Then the Gemara says, V'amar nadoi lo kasvin ruchas ha-metaltalin, but you can't write a Harsha on metaltalin. Says the Gemara, Ham nili hechad kafrei, avalo kafrei kasvina. Only if the other person denies it. If he admits it, then you could. So then we also noted the Gemara in Bava Kama, right, on, which is on our Mar Makomos, which basically says our two lishonos of Nahar Doi. Right, our two lishonos. One lashon of Nahar Doi is the second lashon of Nahar Doi is the one that is being quoted by our Gemara, and that is that the only time you can't write a harsha on metaltalin is if there's kfira. And the Gemara actually says in Bava Kama that that's based on the principle of Mechsi, according to Girsa that we have, Mechsi Kashik. Let's look at the Gemara very quickly in Bava Kama again. So the Gemara says, Omer Nahadai, Lokas Finan, Urkasa, Amitalpali. Right in the beginning of that sheet, Bava Kama, Ayin Omer Aleph. Right? You can't write Urkasa means a Harsha, Amitalpali. Says the Gemara, Mavashila Meir, my Taima. Amar Bishum Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Gezer Velon, Siwa Shua Bailim, Shtei Meni Mechal, Kolam Hakish, Zelefishen Shalom, Zelefishen Bershuso. So the first daya of Nahar Doi, there's a huge debate about, you know, what this, the implications of this are. But the fact is, the first day of Nahar Doi says you cannot write a harsha, right? If you cannot be makdish in circumstances where you don't have enough control to be makdish the chayfetz, to give the chayfetz to hekdesh, under those conditions you also cannot appoint a mursha to collect it for you. That's fascinating. Like, what does the ability to transfer the object from Myrishus to Hekdesh have to do with the ability to appoint a representative, right, authorized to collect on my behalf? The immediate implication seems to be that there's some sort of a transaction here necessary. In other words, in order to qualify a Mursha to collect, right, he has to be a bailum of some sort, or he has to have the capacity for bailus on this object of some sort. That's very extraordinary, right? That's what the Gemara says. You have to be able to be makdish in order to be marsha. Then the Gemara says, ikad amri, that's Rishon Rabbi Yochanan. Right, gezel on social bailum, shnei mechal makdish, selef shes and shushes. Ikad amri amr nardai, lo kasfin and urcha samatalti de kafrei, tamad de kafrei de mechze kashikra, avalo kafrei kasvinan. Then the Gemara goes on, the other parts that we read last time, that you have to use this text of Zildon Apiklanafshik. Also sounds like Akna. Then the Gemara says, well, maybe if the guy grabs it from who? From the Shomer, or grabs it, refuses to give it back to the Marsha, 2 days in Rashi. Can he keep it or not? And then Ravashi said, Shliach Shavia, right? Which sounds like it's not Akna. No, there's the back and forth, and the Gemara, then the Gemara says, Hilchos HaShliach Shavia, the Gemara thought maybe Shutfa Shavia. Every single line in the Gemara is subject to discussion and debate. Every single line in the Gemara reflects the dialectic of Shliach versus Kinyan. And that's why it's so confusing. I mean, the primary sources, if you will, right, are almost intentionally vague or complicated. So, what we saw so far, what I mentioned was some of these factors, and I elaborated them more just now. And I mentioned that there's a tremendous range in reading this whole sugya and understanding Harsha. So I think what we began, we saw the Balamor, correct? And we saw the Rajpa. So the Balamor is the view that says that Rav Ashi, in the Gemara in Bava Kamma, when he says, Kiminikasvei kodem misani mendina kabbalis alei shliach shavya, and then the Gemara's final line is, Vehilchasa shliach shavya, that the way the Balamor understands it is, all of this discussion of Harsha, very fascinating, very interesting, all just a hava mina. It's, we don't paskin like Nahardoi number one, we don't paskin like Nahardoi number two. There's no difference between a Harsha and Shlichas. They are identical in the end of the day. In other words, what the hava Nahardoi's view, which is that Shluchos Shel Adam Kimoso will not work, let's say, in to neutralize the claim of La Baldorim Didiat, La Halacha is not true. La Halacha, Shluchos Shel Adam Kimoso wins the day. Now, again, is that because according to the Balamor, right, Shluchos Shel Adam Kimoso, you know, has more independence, let's say, than for other Rishonim, and therefore can even work for La Baldvarim, or maybe Mipia Tovea as well? That needs to be explained still. Right? Because Mipia Tovea is against the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Shalach Biad Avdo, some people have the gear, so Shalach Biad Bno or Biad Avdo, then it doesn't work. So maybe, if you hold like the Ravi Avad, the father-in-law of the Ravid, who said that the Mishnah only means you can't make a shliach just for the Shvua. He has to be a shliach on the Tvia, or maybe even on the Gvia, and then he can be a shliach on the Shvua. But he can't just be a shliach on the Shvua. Okay. In any case, that would be the easiest way for the Balamor. So then what we'll say is that according to the Balamor, right, all the it's fascinating to figure out what kind of hybrid or what kind of status Harsha is according to Nahardoi number one and Nahardoi number two. But La Halacha, we don't paskin like either of them, and therefore Shluchos Shel Adam Kimoso reigns. Again, because Shluchos Shel Adam Kimoso is more, and we should look at the Balamor and call it Torah Kula and see whether he has other views about the elevated status of Shliach, or no. Not because he thinks Shluchos Shel Adam Kimoso is more than other people think it, but because he's less impressed with the requirement to neutralize La Baldorim Didiat, or even Mipi HaToveya. Again, it's very interesting to note that the Rambam, in Hilchos Shavuos, if you have it there, Hafla you have, right? Hafla?
Hafla, yeah. Hafla.
So it's fascinating. I mean, everybody's bothered by the Rambam. The Rambam kind of ignores the Gemara, or seems to ignore the Gemara. And the Rambam does two very strange things in our sugya. Perek Tes Halacha Vav, Eino Edim Chayav Meshuas Eidus Ad Sheyichberu VeYishbeu Achar Tvias Baldin Atzmo. So far, so good. I mean, it has to be Mipia Toveya. Then he adds O Shlucho. Ooh, oops. Our Gemara doesn't say Shlucho. Our Gemara says Mursha. Right. Avlin Kima VeYishbeu Kodim Sheyitvenu Pturim Meshuas Eidus. What's even stranger is that in Perek Zion of Hilchos Shavuos, this I believe is part of the larger topic we've been doing all year about the relationship between Shavuos HaBikon and Shavuos HaEdos, how they're similar and different in a certain direction, I think is a great example of it. So the Rambam says, Ech, this is Perek Zion Halacha Vav, Echad HaNishba LeBalamamon Atzmo, okay. O l'shlucho haba b'harsha'aso, she'shlucho shel adam kimoso. Okay, you just couldn't, you know. That's okay. Now, the bigger problem here is, again, the person who does all the heavy lifting here is the Lechem Mishnah. I don't like his answer, but I like all of his questions. He points out two or three things that are just, you know, they're just true. Number one, is, again, when it comes to Shavuos HaEdos, where there's a din of Mipia Toveya, because it says Lo Lamed Vav Aleph, and there's a Mishnah, and there's a Gemara, right? There the Rambam ignored Harsha. What's fascinating is in Shavuos HaPikadon, there's no evidence that there is a din of Mipia Toveya. There's no Lo, doesn't appear. There's no Gemara. There's no Mishnah. There's no Gemara. There's no Sifra. Right? The Rambam, and this is not the only one. The Rambam here earlier also. Echad hanishba achar shetavao balamamon o hanishba me'atzmo. Nishba me'atzmo, okay. Afal pishalot tavao. Sounds good, right? You don't need a tzviya and shuas apikadon. Ketzad. Kagon shekinim v'yomar lama taholech acharai. Kulmi esh lecha biyadi mamon? Shuas shen lecha biyadi mamon. So the Lechemishna says, why do the Rambam need such a case? The guy's stalking him. He says, why are you stalking me? I don't owe you any money. What if the guy just no one was stalking him? And if you want to bring an example of Aval Pi Shelo Tava'o, just say the guy goes to the other guy and he says, you know, you should know, I don't owe you money. Maybe why would he do such out of guilt? Because he's lying. It turns out he's lying anyway. So the psychology isn't the problem, right? You know, everybody should know. I don't owe this guy money. Why do you need a case where he's stalking him? Right? There's no Gemara like this. When there's no Gemara and the Rambam says something strange, right? There's something up. So the Lechem Mishnah says, I don't know what he needs this case for. But then it gets better because that's in Halacha. This is Perek Zayin Halacha. Hey, right? But Perek Zayin Halacha Vav, the very next halacha is Echad Anishba Labala Mamun Atzmo Ola Shlucho Ababa Harsha Aso Shlucho La Shalom Kamoso. So he has the equivalent of the din of Mipia Toveya Al Yedei Shliach Shlucho Shalom Kamoso, who he calls a Baba Harsha Shlucho Ababa Harsha Shlucho Kamoso. So, like, Lechem Mishnah says, where is there such a din of Bala Mamon? And then he says, and an earlier one, what did he need the stalker thing for? But even more so, of course, is in the, when the Gemara says, Baba Harsha, by Shavuos Enos, where there really is a din, the Rambam omits it. He just says, Shlucho. Right? Where he fabricated, and fabricate sounds too strong, where he intuited, where he concluded, based on his global understanding of all the topics, I think the connection to Shavuos Eidos, that there is such a din, even though it's not in the Gemara, right there, he mentions Harsha. But having mentioned Harsha, he tells you, Shlucho haba b'harsha, and then just for good measure, repeats again, Sheshlucho shalom kamoso. Right, so what's going on here? But, and then, when you put it together, with it should have been a Perek Tes, nothing should be in Perek Zayin. Perek Tes reads like there's no din. Perek Zayin reads like there's some sort of a din. Like, what's going on? Either way, so the Rambam happens to hold in Perek Gimel Hilchos Shluchim that Harsha is a form of Shlichos. Either way, I believe it's the Rambam's way of downplaying, you know, Morsha in Shavuos Eidos because you can't play it up too much in Shavuos HaPikadon, and playing it up in Shavuos HaPikadon because it still exists in Shavuos Eidos. It's all part of the parallel between them. But either way, the point is that, Rambam aside, the simple reading of the Gemara is that for Shavuos Eidos you require Morsha, and Shlichus doesn't work, and that for La'abal Dvarim Didiyat you require Morsha, and Shlichus doesn't work. The Baal HaMor's solution to both of those problems is to say, yes, that's true for the entire Gemara, Shakavatari, for 90% of the text, which revolves around Nehardoi number 1 and Nehardoi number 2. But that last line of the Gemara of Ravashi, right, renders it all a Beis Medrash discussion, Lahalacha, it's a Shliach Shavi. And again, that's either because of Shulchan Aruch Kamoso's expansiveness, or because, and that's why I brought in the Rambam, maybe Mipia Toveya and maybe La'abal Dvarim Didiyat aren't such demanding requirements after all, right? You could get that impression from the Rambam too, in a way. Okay, that is the Baal HaMor. All the Rishonim didn't like it, and some of them didn't like it because of Mipia Toveya in particular. There's no Rav Ashi in our Gemara. The only Gemara that speaks about Shavuos Eidos and the Mishnah and so on says Baba Harsha. There's no language of Shliach Shavia here. And not only that, but it seems like a steer in the Mishnayos, because the Mishnah Lamed Hem and Aleph says Nasan Biad Avdo or Shlucho or Bno doesn't work. Unless, again, you make the distinction between a Shliach Legabe Shvuah and a Shliach Legabe Tviyah and Gviyah. Maybe you have to do that. Right. The opposite view is the view of the Rashba. But in order to explain how opposite it is, let me just mention what Tali Tosis did. Tosis Alatar here, right, addresses this question. The Baba Harsha says, Ava Bida Paskinim Bimaruba to Shliach Shavya, Utsan, he had the Girsa, Shilach Biad Bino Biad Avno Patur. So he's asking the question. I mean, how could it be that Rav Ashi concluded that Harsha is Shliach? And he's not saying like the Balamar, that Rav Ashi is rejecting the Hardai. Right? That all Rishonim don't like that. But what Tosis means is Rav Ashi was interpreting Nardoi as being Shlichus, and yet, right? And yet you require the Shlichus of Harsha, because Labal Dram Nidan is a problem, and yet here, you know, Shliach doesn't work. So how could Shliach work for Labal Dram Didiat and not work for... So he says, Hacha Adif Sheesh Lo Koach Lahotzi Mamon Kemola Bailim Atzmam. It's kind of brilliant, but it's... Meaning what he basically says is, since you've upgraded him, because it's not saying what the Balamar said. Balamar says, Shluch Al Shonim Kemoso works for Labal Dram Didiat. Tosa says, that's not what Rav Ashi means. Rav Ashi means regular shlucho shalom kemoso. That's why it's against that line in the Rambam in Perik Zion. Baba Harsha is not for them shlucho shalom kemoso. It's shlichos, but not shlucho shalom kemoso. It's an upgrade. The upgrade that allows Labal Dvarim Didiat to be neutralized also establishes him as Mipiat Toveh. It's interesting. Bali Tosis could have said, it's a shiur, meaning Harsha, as reflected by the fact that Labal Dvarim Didiyah doesn't is effective, can't be said, right? Also, that higher level of shlichus also is a baldavar legabe ipiatoveh. He could have said it that way. He doesn't exactly say it that way. He makes it more causal. What he's saying is he's a bailim regarding Labal Dvarim Didiyah, and that makes him. It doesn't just reflect that he's a bailim, it causes him to be a bailim, legabe mipia toveya. If it's a guy that can't be dismissed in the collection process, that gives him bailus. In the end of the day, what's Tosis really saying? There's a shlichus of shlichus shalom kemoso, and there's a super, more independent shlichus of shlichus shal harsha. And lemay nafkamina, at least legabe la baldram didiyad, right? And Mipia Toveya. Now, but if you look at Tosis in Bava Kamma, Tosis is much more detailed. It's a massive Tosis. The thrust of it is, what didn't the Gemara think, according to Nahardoi number one, that in order to write a Harsha, you have to be able to Makdish the Chafetz? That doesn't seem to be super Shlichas, does it? Says Tosis. Yeah. The two deos, right, in the Hardai, and the next Tosis here partially says it, it's just not as explicit. The two deos in the Hardai are gufa, the question whether or not Harsha is Hakna or Harsha is Shlichus. The first dea, which links the ability to write a Harsha with the ability to be Makdish HaChefetz, thinks that Harsha is Hakna. And for example, according to that first day, if we pask in that way, it wouldn't work on a milva, because milva lo tzon it. Right? But the second day, which basically says the only problem of writing a harsha on metaltalin is mechzik shikra, that's because they hold like Rav Ashi the shliach shavya. Namely, it's super shliach, but it's not akna. Oh, if it's super shliach, and apparently the shiur, the way of measuring super shliach is not itself dependent on the ability to be kone. You don't have to be kone to be a super shliach. I can just make you a super shliach. Therefore, I can make you a super shliach to collect the milva too. Because you don't need the capacity, according to the sect. Since we paskin like Nahardai, number two, right? Namely, the super shliach perspective of Harsha, it works in a chov. Whereas the first day I would have said it only works in pikadon or karka. That's Tosis. Partially, this Tosis says it also. He just doesn't spell it the chov part. Yeah. And by the way, and then Tosis concludes in both places. And by the way, you don't even have to worry about the kafre part. Because we don't paskin mitzli kashikra and chas. Other Rishonim disagree with that. They think we do paskin mitzli kashikra and chas. Yeah.
Never mind.
That answer the question.
No, never mind. I answered the question.
Oh, okay. So that you're saying that extra couple of seconds.
Okay. That was good.
Very good. I hope that I didn't lose, but okay. That's Tosis. What does the Rajba say? The Rajba, and you can see almost the progressions here. The Rajba, the Rajba rejected the view of the Bali Tosis that the two deos of Nahar Doi argue fundamentally about the nature of Harsha. He thought they both fundamentally agree and they argue about drawing the line, the details. But doesn't the first day in Nahar Doi say that you require the capacity of Hekdesh? Says the Rajba, both deos of Nahar Doi are of the opinion that Harsha is not Shlichus at all, but Kenyan. Rav Ashi said Shliach Shavya. All he meant by that is that there's like a clause that in the end of the day you have to agree to turn over the matana that you collected, right, to the Noseina matana. That's all that Shliach Shavya means. Both deos and Nahar Doi think that Harsha is Hakna. So what are the two deos then? The Rajma says, the biggest problem I have to contend with is to explain the nafkamina between the two, like what are the two deos arguing about? So this is where he came up with a spectacular chiddush. It's not just that the Rajba went against all the Rishonim Lahalacha in a very, very pragmatic question. More than that, he came up with a yesod which is, you know, practically unknown. And that is, there are two levels of capacity for Hakna. When the Gemara says, namely that if you can't be Makdish, then you can't be Marsha. All Rishonim pretty much, with the exception of the Rajma and some of his Talmidim, understood that the word Yochala Haktisho is interchangeable with the word Yochala Haknoso, or Yochala Litno B'matana. They didn't think there's a difference between the ability to be Makdish or to be Mocher or to be Nosein. Right? Just that the Rabbi Yochanan's case, you know, happens to be even Hekdesh, because the point was, you know, you have this messy, you know, situation. Somebody steals from someone else. The question is, you know, we're going to go to court, get it back. I'll make a donation out of it. You know, let the Gizbar, you know, track it down. You know, so that happens to be the case. Rajma says no. The capacity to be Makdish requires more. To transfer to Hekdesh requires more than to transfer to Hedya. Right? It's a double Chiddush. Because most of Shonim think that it's the same. If you were going to distinguish, as I think I mentioned last time, you might have gone the opposite direction. Right? Because we have institutions like Amiras al-Gavoa Kimisiras al-Hedyot, namely Dibor transfers to Hekdesh, even though Dibor alone does not transfer to Hedyot. So the Rajma is taking a very complex view about Kinyanim and even about the relationship between Hekdesh and Hedyo. So what he says is, Nahar Doi number one says that in order for Harsha'a to be effective, since it's a kind of weaker Hakna in one respect, this is also part of the irony, because the Shliach Shavya part says in the end he's going to turn it back to the original owner, so he's not really keeping it. Right, so to overcompensate for that, the first deus says he has to, in order to take it seriously as a hakna, right, since it's belied by the policy part, you need super hakna credentials, the hakna credentials of Hekdesh. The second deus says, lo tzrichim lahagzim. You know what I mean? It's enough that for harsha that you apply the criterion of hakna, of regular hakna, not of hakdesh. But what that really means is, and there are so many chidushim in the Rajva, meaning geza v'lo nisyashu abaylim. If you steal something, you didn't. The gazon isn't the only kona because the other fellow hasn't given up hope. So again, there's kinyane gazela, but the real baila still belongs to the nigzal. So according to all rishonim, the nigzal cannot. Well, the Rabbi Yochanan said he can't be makdish, and according to all rishonim, pretty much. He can't be maknid, and he can't be nosin the matana. He can't do anything with it. Consider brishuso. The chiddush of the Rajba is the chisaron of ena brishuso for the bailim is only in a problem in hekdesh and in vigunav mebeis ha'ish and meiser sheni. The other things that the Gemara compares it to, chilul meiser sheni, hefker. But in regular mechira matana, even if it's not brishuscha, you can be mocher. It's amazing. Right? And so the both deus are that harsha requires the capacity of hakna. Does it require the capacity of hakna of a regular matana? A regular mecher? Or does it require the super capacity of hekdesh? Those are the two deus. But what does that leave you with? That even the dea which is more makel, that's more flexible about harsha, still thinks you need koach hakna. What does that exclude? Milva. You cannot be Marsha on a milva. That's the Rajva's conclusion. Okay? The Ramban, who of course lived before and was a seminal influence over the Rajva, has a very long piece in Mechamos. He didn't like the position of the Balei Tosis, and he also didn't go as far as the Rajva. But you can see the stepping stones here. The Ramban, and earlier this is foreshadowed, and this is not, again, an uncommon phenomenon, by the Ravid. Sometimes, you know, the Ramban's thinking and the Ravid's thinking, are very parallel. The Ravid, in a very, very long, as a kuntres, published in Tmim Deim, then republished in Kapach's Tshuvas HaRavid, and the Ramban, in this long piece of Mechamos, basically suggest the following. They too reject the Balamor very emphatically, because they think it's not true that the Gemara's maskana is to reject Nahardai. It's not true that a regular shliach has the ability, you know, to say to neutralize Labal Dorm Didiat or to serve as Mipia Toveya. They're convinced of that. On the other hand, Ramban says, if this were truly Hakna, then that wouldn't be a third party who is serving the function of Mipia Toveya. Right? If the object belongs to me now, then I'm going to the Edim and I'm saying, come testify for me, not come testify for my neighbor. Right? If it was truly Hakna Gemura, moreover, says the Ramban, if it truly was Hakna Gemura, then why does the Gemara, why does Rav Ashi use the language of Shliach Shavya? When that isn't true either. Moreover, why does he have to turn over the object to the marsha? It seems like we paskin lahalacha that him tafas that if he wants to keep it for himself mafkinamine that we don't let him keep it. So for all those reasons, the Ramban came up with a very complex. I'll tell you what it is first, and then I'll show you the words inside. Rajba, I believe we read last time, and then Balamor we read last time. So I'm just trying to show the range, which is amazing here. The Ramban says that basically Harsha is operating on two tracks. And that's exactly the expression that he used. It's Arkavei Atrei Rikshi. Right? It operates on two tracks. And the Ravid said something very similar. He said, vis-a-vis the marsha, it's a kind of shlichus. And vis-a-vis the nifkad, we'll call him, or the lova, the case may be, it's a kind of hakna. Okay? So what is that? But basically, it's not just, you know, who the perspective of one and the perspective of the other. It seems to me that the Ramban and the Raibin, at least in some of the language, are also trying to kind of come up with a model, a paradigm in halacha, which is a hybrid, right, of a kind of quasi-hakna, a quasi-shlichus v'hakna. So what's fascinating is the Ramban uses, I'll give you the two examples that really stand out. You can see he's casting about, you know, for a paradigm, for a model. So the two that really stand out, one of them is Matano Menas Lahaksir / Knia Menas Lahaknos. What is that? Right? I sell somebody something, not for him to keep, but so that he has the ability to transfer it to someone else. Knia Menas Lahaknos. Matano Menas Lahaknos, sometimes they're used interchangeably. According to some people, they're a little different. Matano Menas Lahaksir, right? I give you a present, I give you a gift, right? But you have to return it to me. The issue in Matano Menas Lahaksir, I think we did discuss this with last year in Kedushin that we discussed this. That somehow seems memorable to me. I guess like almost a year ago, or a little more than a year ago. So the issue in Matano Menas Lahaksir, which requires much more discussion, is whether or not it's a Tanai. That's, I'm giving you a Matana Gemura, right? And the condition, however, just like I can say, on condition that you, wave at me or say hello to me or stand on your head or pay me $10, I can say on condition that you return it to me.
The words contradict themselves.
What?
The Matana has no.
No, so it's in the present, for a time it's a Matana. I'm an asahaksir on condition that you give it back to me later on, not at the same time, right? So one way to look at matana and asahaksir is an absolute matana, because you know the for example the lulav case, right?
Yeah.
Well, and sure, so you the dalad mina minid lachem on yontif rishon, right? And then in the olden days, not everybody was affluent enough to have their own minim, right? So what they would do is they would give matana and asahaksir to the other guy, but he had to give back. So he takes it while he's doing the mitzvah of Dalad Minim, it belongs to him. At some point, he has to return it. If he doesn't return it, then he glaimils the mafreya that it was never his. If he returns it like he's supposed to, so then it's good. That's not a contradiction. That's one way to look at it.
Yeah.
The issue in Matana Menas Lahaksir, and calling it Knia Menas Lahaknos kind of highlights this more, if indeed they're different, is some people think that the almanas, a little like what you're saying, but not time-wise, not temporally. Almanas lahaknos, right, is a qualitative limitation on the matana. For example, the question is, is there a timing on the almanas lahaknos? Who's it up to if it's not explicated? Right? The nosein gets to decide? Or the makabel? Do you need a separate kinyan on the way back? That's a huge debate among the Rishonim. In other words, for me to complete my tnai, I have to be makne it back to you in the regular kinyan. Because they're two different transactions. Or it lapses back into the first guy's rishus, because it never completely left his rishus. That's a qualitative limitation in the matana. Is it the equivalent of, this is a big debate, kinyan peros or kind of kinyan aguf? How much does he own it? Does it work for everything? Right? So let's say the issue of the katan and the ktana, or to give it to a katan, ktana, cheresh, etc. So, Kniya Menas Lahaknos even more, because Kniya Menas Lahaknos, you might even argue, is that, again, one way to look at Kniya Menas Lahaknos, again, the innocuous way, again, is to say, you're Kona Legamri, but there's a Tanai, an extraneous Tanai, right? A very imposing and interfering extraneous Tanai, but legally an extraneous Tanai nonetheless, meaning, I'm giving this to you 100%, the condition is draconian, right? You can't keep it. You have got to be machne to someone else. But conceptually, it belonged to you, legamri, just like I imposed a draconian condition. So lemaisa doesn't look like it, but it did legally. Or no. Kniyamanas hakpas means there's a hakna, legabe koach hakna. So it's fascinating that Ramban, he mentions matanamanas lakser, he mentions kniyamanas hakna. At one point, he mentions Adam makna davar, ein adam makna davar shelo baliyolam. The Ramban points out that according to many Rishonim, many seems like Tanoim and Amoraim, we say ein adam makna davar shelo baliyolam. Right? You cannot transact with something which is lo baliyolam, like a future or some future. That's what it is actually, right? Davar shelo baliyolam, something which isn't in the world. A chov, a milva, is like a davar shelo baliyolam because milva lahotzan nitna, meaning the money. The chov is a nobaolam, right? Unlike a pikada. So the Ramban says, yeah, but you could be chozer on when you're makna davar shelo baliolam. That's what we mean. We say ein ada makna davar shelo baliolam. You could be chozer, right? Now they did a transaction. The thing is ein nobaolam, so you can back out anytime you want. But what happened if you didn't back out? Would the kinyan be chal? When the thing is bale olam, would it then work? There seems to be a lot of evidence that maybe it would. So Ramban says, maybe you could write a harsha on a milva, as long as you don't back out before the payment. In other words, as long as the marsha didn't back out, he transfers it to the morsha, and it's his interest not to back out. In other words, what the Ramban and the Raibid are seem to be trying to say is maybe there's a hybrid quasi hakna. The way I'll explain it is where the hakna is not a hakna of the cheftza, but a hakna of the koach of schusei gvia. Instead of looking at schusei gvia, right, the capacity to collect, right, as a charge from someone else, maybe that's something which is subject to kinyan. I can, and that's what we mean. La bal dvarim didiyad. I'm only going to deal with a bailim. But you don't have to be a bailim on the chefetz, you have to be a bailim on the tviya, or a bailim on the koach to collect. So the Ramban and the Raivid, I think that they're either, you know, talking about a kind of schizophrenia hybrid, or an integrated hybrid. Meaning, something that's a little more amorphous, what they're trying to explain is that Harsha is arkava trei rikshi. That Harsha isn't pure hakna, and it's certainly not shlichos either. It's a hakna legabe, the koach, I make you the bailim, with respect, like kniya manas lahaknos, with respect to one dimension of this ownership.
And that requires a kinyan, and a kinyan can be made on that.
Yes,
I mean, that's
correct. And that's what he's saying. It's like davar shelo baliolam if you're not chozer. Or it's like kniya manas lahaknos. So let's look at the language just so you'll see that in the Ramban. Here. And that's his way of justifying chov and justifying the evidence, because the evidence in Bava Kama, as we've explained, and in Bava Kama and Shavuos, those are two main sugyas, is so mixed. Right? It's not satisfactory to say what the Balamor says, that it's pure shlichus. You know, that's why the Balitosis came up with super shlichus. It's not so satisfactory to say what the Rajba says, which is that it's pure hakna. You know, and the only question is which hakna, the hakna of hekdesh or the hakna, because then you get into what does shliach shavya really mean? Why isn't he saying, it's not mipiat, it is mipiat toveh, he's a toveh. It's not the mipiat toveh by means of harsha for the other fellow. What the Ramban and the Raivid were trying to explain is, yeah, a Neymar, Rav Ashi, Shutav, all these things are a way of saying Arkava Trei Rikshi. This is something in between. The category, intellectually, in other words, conceptually, is in between. So let's look at the Ramban. I guess we're running out of time. So we'll save the next topic for next week. We'll do a circumstantial evidence. I think that's what we said we're going to do, right? You might have to bring in a different volume.
Which one?
I don't know. I don't really. I know it's a great thing, but I just don't have the time. So, here. This is on page 5. Okay. But I'm going to just give you the main. If you look on page 5, he rejects pure shliach, he rejects pure hakna. I'll show you where he rejects pure hakna. This is line 38. On page, everybody have it? Hahu mesnisen have a tiufta. The vadai lo mechavinim be mechavinim hashliach. He's talking about our Mishnah and Shavuos Eidos. This is the Ramban writing above a comma, pointing out that the sugya and Shavuos is a big problem for the Baal HaMor and for anybody else. Titzam behed yehosam amal avdo ein chayav ma'ad sheish mepiat toveya amal lo mechayev hashliach. Obviously, shliach doesn't work against the Baal HaMor. How will the Baal HaMor, who thinks that Shliach Shavya just means a regular Shliach, how will he explain that? And if you go the other way, I might add the words, but this would be anachronistic. And if you want to say like the Rajba, you know, he didn't know that this, you know, I'm sure the Rajba didn't say this when the Ramban knew about it. But, and if you want to say in a Rajba-esque way that instead of being pure shliach, it's pure hakna, that doesn't work in Shavuos either. La milsahi, de mana leploni biyadcha bi'inan. Right? The case of the mission only works if it's some sort of third party. I'm saying, I need you to testify for him. Right? Ve'ihachi, and if it's true, like the Rajba, there are, again, those are the anachronistic words, that it's a form of hakna, real hakna, mana li biyadechahi. That's not mana shel ploni biyadecha. I'm the new Bailim legamri. V'hainu tama du'ukimna be'baba harsha, v'lo be'baba matana. Right, the Gemara didn't say that we're talking about shlichus, and the Gemara didn't say that we're talking about matana. The Gemara said b'harsha, says the Ramban. The Gemara is telling us in Shavuos that this is a hybrid or an amorphous in-between category. And it's certainly telling us that in Bava Kamma when it says, Shliach Shavya, Shutfa Shavya, you know, Itafas Mafkinan, Itafas Lo Mafkinan, right? You know, Ihirshalo, Lishlishal Revia. Both of the two Gemaras, the two main Gemaras, some seem to be telling us something that's not satisfying for either extreme. Yeah. Shema mina dinar doi gufayu, shlicha shavya, umakabu matana namihu. The answer is it's both, says the Ramban. Viatre rikshi, on both tracks, rachiv, this train is riding on two tracks. Right? Kidabi'inan, right, lemichtav kaman, as I'm going to explain. One second. Oh, okay, yeah. V'chi amrina be'alma ma'ita kanta lichtivar shala adari perk mishay nasu yamrina rukul b'sof v'sarv. Okay, fine. You know, we don't have so much time, so let me just go to the main part. Okay, go to the line 18. Umekivin shenasna lo b'matana, v'omer lo apik l'nafshech, right? Af al pi shehu madveya, ogzela, she'ena yachal haknosalo. Since he used the language of hakna, even though the object itself is not subject to hakna, because it's a matbea, and ein matbea nikna l'chalipin, or it's gzela, and it's a davar shena bershuso, and therefore it's not nitan l'kinyan. V'im bo lachzor chozer, and therefore it is true that if the marsha were to say, I changed my mind, And I don't want the Morsha to have this quote unquote kinyan. He could do that, because it's not subject to real kinyan. Mikamokom kivin shadayin lo chazar bo. This is the Davar Shlomo Baliola model. Since he didn't recant, baldvarim didehu, shari bailim nasnu alo. Ve'en Allah yachaliton alav, kivin shalo kanisosa lo etenlach. Shari bailim amrulo litvoa. Hushlukamhu. Hilkach yoiv linele balkorcha. Meaning, the Nifgad can't say la baldvarim didia, because until the Marsha recants, the Morsha has a kind of a quasi-kinyan, just not a binding one. But vis-a-vis the Nifkad, right? He's not a shliach. He's more than a shliach. Right? And he hasn't been fired. The koshkein b'metaltle de bikadon, shekim shekanom kinyan gomor, of course, that would certainly be true where it's subject to Kenya. Okay. Okay. Let me just show you the other line. Umikan tshuva laomro laomer shafa bishakana ena yachal lechufa lenifkad ladunimo. One second. That is on line 23. Mikan tshuva laomer. Everybody have it? Line 23? Towards the end of the line? Mikan tshuva laomer shafa bishakana ena yachal lechufa lenifkad ladunimo uleparo. This is a response, he says, to people who think that this is ineffective in the case of a chov. V'chein b'mocher shtar chov l'chavero. Right? Elim kein aso shliach. U'mikan lamanu shatos u'biyado. Okay. I just want to read one more line, and then I'm going to... This is so much in here, but look at line 36. He compares it to Baal b'inichse ishto, which is also fascinating. If you know, the Baal b'inichse ishto doesn't require harsha, but the Gemara compares it to harsha. Baal b'inichse ishto is also a quasi-status. Right? There's a whole discussion whether he has kinyan peros, kinyan aguf. Right? Again, the wife really owns property. Right? But he has rights to it, in it. I mean, he's not a shliach. He's more than a shliach, and he's less than an owner. Right? It's an interesting comparison. The hechad de islay peira ba'are, right, when he has the right to eat peros, even though he's not collecting peros, he's collecting the goof. But his right in the peros makes him a baldavar enough, more than a shliach, less than a makabal matana, but, right, somebody to be reckoned with. Lo boy harsha. But kol de kainhu. Oh, shehu kamo matana almanas lahaksir. That's what I was referring to before. Right? So that is a fascinating comparison. Then if you look two lines down, they had a girsa instead of shliach shavya shutfa shavya, meaning he's like a junior partner. That's a girsa they had in the Gemara. So it's even better. Not just matano manas lahachzir, but even the more amorphous or subtle, we'll call it, or maybe sophisticated, knia manas lahaknos. Klomar, the lishon d'amr shliach have a knia manas lahaknosu. Usvir le demahani, behind the d'amr avashi, and so on. So he can't keep it for himself, right? It's not hakna gemura. It's also not shlichus. It's Sharsha. It's fascinating. Elabadai, last second to last line, this is 43. Akafre lo kasvinan shaloka divri balamar. Vizet pirish miktsas shmuazu. This is a very long piece, but it's only miktsas shmuazu. Shanitan li kase bakan. Right? Meaning, you know, he's paying for per word or per line. You know, for the Ram Gemaras or wherever it was. I'm just joking. Vahua MS kedivra benu agadalzo. So you can see just a very... The Rif. Yeah, the Rif has tshuvas about this also. The Rambam has tshuvas about it. Okay. The Rambam, as I say, I believe is super shlichus. Ram holds this as din harsha. Harsha is shlichas, as we read before. He doesn't think, but Ram seems to think, unlike some of the other Rishonim, that you need the capacity for hakna. And it's fascinating, again, how the Rajba quotes the Rambam and says, I'm holding like the Rambam. And then he goes on to his very mechudash reading of the two deis of Nahardo. He goes way beyond the Rambam. Because the Rajba thinks both deis and the Gemara are about hakna. The Rambam says very clearly that harsha is shlichas. So in what sense is the Rajba based on the Rambam? I mean, the Rambam says that it doesn't work midaraisa and achov. So it seems like what the Rambam shita was is that this is a form of shlichas, but it's a super shlichas that requires the criterion of akna. That you can't make somebody a super shliach if you can't, on something that you cannot be makna to him. That's also a special shita. There's also a very interesting shita of the Rabban. We have to stop, so I'll just mention it. The Rabban also has a totally different read on the two deos of Nahardai. He thinks according to one day in Nahardai, you cannot write a harsha even on a pikadon. It goes the other way. And depending on which day in Nahardai, the question is it the kind of shlichus that you cannot, that will outlast even the person's death? Typically, the din is that Shlucho Shonim Kamoso terminates when the Mishaleach dies. Right? That's like a very basic, elemental din in Shlucho Shonim Kamoso. I hear him. Says the Ravan, Harsha is a form of Shlichos, but it outlives the Mishaleach. That was the Ravan's way of saying that Harsha is a super independent shliach. Now the truth is this idea of independent shlichos, whether it's the Rambam's version, Tosis' version, or the Ravan's version, is very fascinating because even in the world of Shlucho Shel Adam Kimoso, there really are different models of shlichos. Again, we've spoken about this in Ishus years in the past, not in Kiddushin so much, but Gittin and others especially. The Rambam in particular was very sensitive to this, and that's why his language in Shuas HaPikadon, you know, that Shlucho Haba Baharsha U Shlucho Kemoso is strange or interesting. The Rambam's view was that, for example, Shliach LeKabbalah of a get, right, is fundamentally different than a regular din of Shlucho Shonim Kemoso. But the Rambam in Hilchos Geirushin says that there's a special limud that teaches you why a ketana cannot have a shliach lekabbalah. Right, it asks a question. Right, it says, well, of course a ketana can't have a shliach lekabbalah because atem gam atem, you have to be a bardas. The mishaleach has to be a bardas. So a ketana, you know, is not. But if you look at the language of the Rambam, what he's really trying to say was that shlucho shel adam kemoso isn't the, you know, foundation for shliach lekabbalah? Because shliach lekabbalah is bal korcha, you know, the isha or bal korcha de mekabel. So there's no bailos. There's no, you're not giving the shliach a job. You're just making the shliach kind of an appendage. Shliach lahalacha neget, I think it can be demonstrated, is exactly the opposite. The Rambam has a view that shliach in truma can only be fired if he is Mishana Midas Balabais. Very strange Rambam. The Ravid attacks it. The Ravid says, we don't paskin that Ein Dibor Mevatel Dibor. You can fire a Shliach anytime you want. Why does Rambam think you can only fire a Shliach if he veers from the conditions of his appointment? Which is what he does seem to say in Ochshulchan. So again, it could be that the Rambam in general, but other Rishonim too, believe that there was, under the rubric of Shlucho Shel Adam Kemoso, depending on what's needed in the case or other factors, there's a range of when we say Shlichos is, you know, more of an appendage, when it's more independent, when it's, you know, something in between, Kemoso. So the idea that Harsha would also constitute, you know, part of that range is very reasonable. But for other Rishonim, it's really more part of the range of quasi-Hakna or Hakna or levels of Hakna. But you get to see that this whole topic really triggered a reassessment of some of these very fundamental categories in the halacha. Okay, so we'll stop here, and next week we'll try to speak about Inus Umdana, Yediyah B'lo Re'iyah, Re'iyah B'lo Yediyah, which is circumstantial evidence, essentially. So again, Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph.